Thunder City.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ah, it is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty and blonde tips bomber. Just didn't come off. Psycho T.
That was dangerous right
there. AKA T Mill. Have the latest for you, and the latest is it is 5 o'clock fire. 5 o'clock fire is brought to you by Kirk Holmes, and a big day here. As if you're on YouTube and Twitch, Tyler is waving a bloody hand slash arm, rubbing it with his face. So there's a treat for you there. But a lot of news happening, and the biggest news here, and this was hours ago. D'Amico Ryans, when he spoke to the media, the first thing he said was, I know a lot of people were looking for the update, but Stephon Diggs is going to be out for the season with a torn ACL. If you remember, he rolled everything into a one-year deal. So this was the lone year under contract that the Texans had with Stephon Diggs. So it'll be interesting to see what happens after this year if he's played his last game with the Texans. We heard from D'Amico earlier. Here is his quarterback, C.J. Stroud, and his comments on the injury and having Diggs out for the season.
Yeah, man, it sucks. You know, it's not easy. It's not, you know, something that I just can have a whole bunch of words for. I'm just hoping, you know, and just trying to just wrap my mind around, you know, what happened. But it's tough. You know, you can't really try. You try to think positively about it, but, you know, it's not a bunch of positive thoughts. And I just really feel bad for him. You know, he's worked extremely hard. I think he was having one of the, you know, best times he's ever had on the team. At least that's what he told us, you know. So, you know, I just feel for him and praying for him, you know, and just hoping, you know, that, you know, he keeps his head up high and, you know, he'll bounce back even stronger. So, you know, it just sucks.
Yeah, it does, man. And
that sucks.
It does. And Clint, we'll talk about this a lot moving forward. But when Nico comes back, obviously that will be a huge boost. But they're going to at least have to play a week without him. And now it's Tank Dell, Xavier Hutchinson, Robert Woods, John Mechie right now. And we'll see what else they add to it. But that is a much different five-headed monster, a much different group than we thought was going to be before the season started. For you, how big a deal is this injury? How much does this hurt the Texans as they move forward with Stephon Diggs on the shelf?
Well, it's awful for 1 week. I mean, it is crippling for 1 week. This offense to go up there against. I know the Jets aren't a good football team. Damn it, trust me, I know it. I had them picked as a MVP quarterback in a Super Bowl team, and they have absolutely missed the bed. So I've kept a good close eye on them. But this is a good, especially on the defense side of the football, a potent defense. They've got the ability. They got players at all three levels of the defense. They've got the ability to be a real, real problem, especially to a team that comes in with the inability to protect their quarterback. And they come in shorthanded at the wide receiver position. So for a week here, the Stephon Diggs injury is absolutely devastating for the Houston Texans. Now, you still got Joe Mixon who, hopefully this week the plan is to lean on the run game. You got Dalton Schultz. You got Tank Dell. Both of the last two guys that I mentioned need to play their best football this week in order for the Texans to have a chance to win this ball game. So for a week, it's rough, Ron. But I think long term, I think the Texans are going to be fine. Nico Collins, you get back one of the best wide receivers in the game. Definitely the most productive while he was healthy. Again, you've got a $12 million tight end. You've got Tank Dell. You've got some guys that you expect to play significantly better in the second half of the season than they did in the first half of the season. And I'll be honest, I know this is going to shock some people because I've been so critical of Bobby Trees, of Robert Woods, but I think Robert Woods is a poor man's version of Steph, what Steph Diggs has been for the Texans. An inside move, do it all, you know, be slippery and savvy over the middle of the field versus these zones, be a nice little outlet, little security blanket for the quarterback. I think Robert Woods could fill that void and be productive in that role. He's not Steph Diggs, but I do think he could excel at the things that Steph Diggs was doing for this offense.
So it sounds like you think that they offensively, when they get Nico back, when they get healthy, it seems like you feel like they have enough.
I think they've got enough, but they've got it. They don't have enough. If your expectations are Tank Dell continues down the path that he's on, and Dalton Schultz is a non-factor for the entire season, then they don't have enough. I believe that those guys are going to figure out a way to turn it around and turn it on and produce for this football team at some point. I believe those guys are going to produce. Now, it may be sporadically and complimentary over the, you know, to Nico Collins, and it'd be enough, but I think those guys are going to be enough to fill the void of Stephon Diggs, yes, and not be the reason why this team doesn't make a run at a Super Bowl.
Yeah, we'll see, man. I think for me, they have only one real receiver option they trust. I think they have others that can potentially could get there. I think they have others that you could see get there. But right now, and the one guy is hurt right now, and that's Nico Collins. Yeah. If Nico is healthy, like,
he and Joe Mixon are the only two guys on this offense that are difference makers right now that I would bet on being difference makers. But with the exception of CJ, obviously, not the quarterback.
But like from a receiver position, yeah, hell, you might, as you said that, Joe might be the next one. But like for me, I believe Dalton Schultz could step up. We've seen him, but this year he has done nothing to make me believe.
Yep, agreed.
Like he's ready to come out and make me feel good about, I don't need to go add something. You know, I like what Xavier Hutchinson is doing. We'll see what happens if he gets more play, but that's an if.
Well, there's a bunch of those.
That's an if, right? And even the one I'm surprised about is Tank. You would think, all right, Tank moves right in. Well, Tank has been playing now without Nico, and then in the second half, for a small period of time in the second half without either one of them.
Goku, that's my guy.
I don't know about you. I mean, the Patriots game was a solid game. We've not seen really anything of the explosive nature from Nico. I mean, he went in and arguably their biggest game of the season.
Tank, excuse me.
Arguably in their biggest game of the season against the Packers. I mean, he didn't record a catch. He dropped a touchdown, didn't gain any yards at all. So I think there is a question if he can get to the level that we were seeing before he got injured last year, because he's not played anywhere close to that. Same thing with John Metchie. I'm damn sure not going to put, you know, a certain level of trust into that. So we'll see if they do. They just have – they got a book and about four possibles. Like any of my Spades players out there, man, you got – hey, man, I got the big joker, but – I got a lot of jacks. I got some queens walking around here that I'm not sure if they're going, you know, they're going to give me a book. So we'll see what happens there. We'll see if they need to add something. To me, they just, boy, they better really believe in these guys can come and show different than they have this year.
Tank Dell, 7 games played, 24 catches, 38 targets, 229 yards, under 10. Get this, 9.5 yards per catch, 2 touchdowns. The long is 23. He's had 2 big plays this year. That's a rough stat line to look at. Dalton Schultz, 8 games played, 23 catches, 38 targets, same amount of targets, 223 yards, under 10 a catch at 9.7, 0 touchdowns, a long of 28, which I believe was 2 games ago, the over route against Green Bay early in the first quarter. So both of those guys have to be, Ron, significantly better than they have been. And that's with or without Diggs. Both of those guys have to be significantly better than they have been.
Yeah, they have to.
5 o'clock fire.
Quickly on this, I did want to get this across. A name off the board, and this is one, fellas, I thought would fit really, really well. If you say what Stephon Diggs does, I think if they were to go make a move, this would make a fit, would be a really good fit to me. Deontay Johnson, who formerly of the Steelers was with the Panthers. Clint, the Baltimore Ravens, I mean, this is like an hour after it's announced that Diggs is out for the season. The Ravens, they make a move and trade for Deontay Johnson. So he is off the board, Clint. And that now means him, DeAndre Hopkins, Amari Cooper, Davante Adams. Those guys are off the board. What'd you say earlier? Adam Thielen, Mike Williams. Those are guys.
Yeah, Mike Williams, bigger Nico Collins like guy. I think Adam Thielen would be a guy that again would kind of fit in the mold of Stephon Diggs and would be, you know, a good, you know, Band-Aid, I guess, for that right there. But and he may be on the market, but what's it's slim pickings down there with all the movement that we've already seen.
Yeah, and I saw somebody text in earlier, Jacoby Myers from the Raiders. Yep. They look like they're like that's like to me. Just I think they at the very need to add a third, right? I'm not saying they got to go. I don't know if anybody's going to be available for them to add somebody that is dead sure at the equivalent of what Stephon Diggs is.
Right.
But I think like they need at least a third right now, because right now, you know, I would want somebody that I have a little bit more confidence in over Robert Woods, Xavier Hutchinson, and John Metchie. For me, guys texting in Cooper Kupp. I don't think that's happening because I think the Rams are in it now.
Yeah, that was one of the first names a friend of mine brought up today when the news hit with Diggs. He's like, oh, they got to go look at Cooper Kupp. They got to go get.
They're 3-4, and 4-4 leads their division right now.
Yeah,
and they got a win over the Niners already. So and Puka's back, and Matt Stafford's back. We saw them; they look like a completely different team.
That win over the Vikings was freaking.
Yeah, they look like a completely
too.
Different team when they get those guys back.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, we'll get the official injury report, but I think some great news today as the Texans practice today, as they get ready for their game on Thursday, and Clint. According to reports, Aaron Wilson, linebacker Azeez Alshire, and safety Jimmy Ward both returned to practice today. The Alshire missed the previous, I think, two or three games. Jimmy Ward, same thing with a groin issue. Alshire missed the previous two games with a knee. They returned to practice. No surprise here, Clint, that Jarrett Patterson remains in the NFL concussion protocol and isn't cleared to practice. We get the full injury report. We'll kind of push that to you because there are some others on there that you'd like to know about. Henry Toa Toa, was he a full participant after he missed with a concussion? Other guys out there, where are they at in the injury report? But to get the report that Azeez, and I saw photos and videos of him, Azeez and Jimmy Ward in pads, in helmets, that's a big, big move for them.
In pads, in helmets, stretching, both of them. Both of them are lower leg, right?
Yeah, I mean,
are lower.
One's groin. His groin. Ward's groin, and then Alshire's knee.
Yeah, that's good to see those guys back out there because this would be a great week. This would be a great week to get that at the very least depth at safety and to get your mouthpiece and your leader on the defensive side of the football back, and you know, seeing him and Derek White in there maybe together would be interesting and let those other guys get back to their special teams duties that they did a hell of a job. But yeah, it would be nice to have Azeez Alshire back in there and again have him and Derek White in there, or Devin White, I'm sorry. That would be
of having those and Toa Toa if he's ever to get back.
Toa Toa is ready. Yeah, I just that'll be fun for this week. Whether it works or not, or whether it's great or not, or whether it lasts or not is you know, at this point, I'd like to see it.
Okay. Do you have the injury report, Tyler?
Yeah.
It just came out. What's the designations you have there?
Yeah, just moments ago, report came out. Limited for the Texans today in their walkthrough was Azeez Alshire, Kalen Bullock, the rookie, and Jimmy Ward with the groin that y'all were just talking about. Full participant, Kamari Lassiter. Did not participate Jarrett Patterson, who you mentioned, of course, in concussion protocol, and Damian Pierce. He is also dealing with a groin. He did not participate today.
All right. So, yeah, that they had a...
Oh, I'm sorry. Henry Toa was active, full participant today, coming off that concussion.
So it looks like he may be clear to be able to go. They said yesterday he would have been a full participant, too, is what they had in.
May have all you guys back.
Yeah.
Linebackers.
Damian Pierce, one to watch. And that Kalen Bullock, that's one to watch, too. They had him on the injury report yesterday. Limited today. Hopefully there's nothing wrong with that. Because, I mean, you just have to take it serious because they just played Sunday. So if you, depending on what these injuries are, they could be problematic for you.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint and Tyler, the Yankees, they are on the verge to getting swept by the Dodgers. And and the story is Aaron Judge. It's crazy because Freddie Freeman has played, and this goes back to when the Astros played the Braves. He's hit a home run in five straight World Series games, including the first three games in this series. So he looks like he is headed to be the MVP of this series if it continues. But they're on the verge of getting swept. Dodgers could win their eighth championship tonight. But Aaron Judge is the story.
No one should give an F about Aaron Judge.
It is brutal, man. He is 1-for-12, batting a .83 with 7 strikeouts in the World Series. He is 6-for-43. Hitting 140 with 2 homers and 20 strikeouts in the postseason in 12 games. And he is getting killed, and he is clearly pressing. This to me is not just a slump. This is him in his head, in his mind, when it's as bad as it is. Now, for him, nobody else is doing anything in the lineup in this World Series. But of course, it's all going to him as he's going to win another MVP this year, it looks like. But his postseason is continuing
As well as should.
I mean,
that is rough, boy.
I think we have a Tuesday nominee for Tyler's Turds of the Week right here.
You give him a turd for just sucking it up?
You give him a turd for struggling?
I mean, he's being a turd with the bat in his hands on the biggest stage that apparently the Astros robbed him of at one point.
Hey, those people got to be going nuts.
What people?
Yankees fans.
They'll start throwing beer cans out on the field soon.
They got to be losing on it.
I felt bad for him, a little.
I do. I'm a guy with a little compassion for these guys. Got to be.
Not for the turds out there, Ron.
I hope he's not going home and just drinking. Like, and this calls for, like, cheap liquor.
Mad Dog?
Viaca.
Yeah.
Like, just going
you'd
back.
You love to see it, man.
Throwing it back on his ass. All right. Coming up as we continue, this may be a take that many people disagree with. I think it's at least a conversation, and I just want to present alternatives because I know what I'm going to say sounds crazy, but I am convinced, or at least I've convinced myself, it is the better option. We'll discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
I know how bad it is with the Texans' offensive line, in particular their left guard spot. I know how bad it is because, Clint, it has made me readjust with the evidence I'm getting right now, Clint.
Whew.
For me to do something that I don't want to do. For me to suggest something that I don't want to suggest. For me to say maybe this is a better option, and it is something that I was jumping up and down as loud as anybody in this city. And that is, all right, it is clear. The number, even with Stephon Diggs' injury, the number one problem and issue is that this team is struggling to pass protect. And clearly what we saw Sunday and clearly what the coaching staff didn't just see Sunday, that didn't just sneak up on them then. It is something that they have been monitoring because that is the guy that they went ahead and pulled 3 series into the game, and that is Kenyon Green. I never wanted this to happen. I have been staunchly against this. But to me, if the thought process, Clint, is to walk into MetLife Stadium in New York to play the New York Jets, and the thought process is, all right, Kenyon Green, he's going to go back again. Jarrett Patterson, concussion protocol. Kenyon Green, you're the guy again, 7'6", you're starting, you're loading up at left guard, let's go. If that's the option, and it is not Kendrick Green, or who is it, Nick Brocker or Broker, potentially who they have as a swing tackle right now, if it's not either one of those guys, and that's not where you want to go, Clint, if it's Kenyon Green, to me, clearly, even though I did not want to see him here, and I don't think he's good at this position, I think Kenyon Green moving out and Titus Howard moving to left guard and leaving right tackle and having Blake Fisher go in at right tackle would give the Texans a better chance to win moving forward if the option is Kenyon Green. It's that bad. And I don't think that Titus is a good guard. I don't. I think in pass protection, it would be night and day between him and what Kenyon Green brings to the table. Someone texted in and said, Ron and Clint, you know Hassan Reddick is playing. Would you rather have Blake Fisher face Hassan Reddick, or would you rather have Quinnen Williams face Kenyon Green? Easy. Easy. I'd rather deal with the rookie Blake Fisher having to figure out things with Hassan Reddick than Kenyon Green not only having to figure out things with Quinnen Williams, but all of the twists and stunts that he seems to not pick up. So, yes, I'd rather have Blake Fisher in than Kenyon Green.
I hadn't thought about this option at all until you mentioned it earlier in the show, Ron. I'll be honest with you. I wish I'd have thought about this. Because I've been searching for answers, and what are the answers, and who's available, and this and that. And I'll be honest with you, I've not once thought about Titus Howard. I firmly believe that the best offensive line that the Texans could throw out there Thursday night would be Titus Howard at guard and the rookie Fisher at tackle. And here's why. One, I know absolutely wholeheartedly that Titus Howard would be an upgrade what we've seen the last handful of games from Kenyon Green, without a doubt. Damn sure in the pass protection department. It's never been as bad as it is right now in the pass protection department. But the other thing is from a game plan perspective, it is significantly easier for Bobby Slowick to give Fisher help. You see it all. You see it every game. We saw it last night. T.J. Watt beat the hell out of the backup right tackle that's playing for the Giants. So what'd they do? They line the damn tight end up, which the Texans line a tight end up in that hitch position, that little wing position, whatever you want to call it. They line him up there the hell all the damn time anyway. So you do that. You slow the pass rush down. You allow that tackle to have a better chance to get that block done. You delay the rush. And boom, you're done. There are multiple ways you can chip with the back, you can chip the tight. There's multiple ways you can help a tackle. You are, when it's an inside pressure like that, it is damn near impossible to help unless you just full out slide the offensive line the way that they've had to a couple of times. Like, it would be so much easier on Bobby Slowick, and it would be a better product. There's nothing, I've said it before, to me, there's nothing more disruptive than an interior defensive lineman and collapsing the pocket right in the quarterback's face, Ron. There's nothing worse, and it's happening at left guard way too often at this point in the season. And I do think that Titus Howard would eliminate a good bit of that. Maybe not all of it, but he'd eliminate a good bit of it.
I don't think it's a great option. I don't think that Titus Howard is a great guard. We've seen that. But I do think he would probably look better in the run game with Joe Mixon as the back instead of the Damian Pierce from last year, which he blocked for a lot when he was in Singletary. But I definitely believe, as I said, it wouldn't even be it wouldn't even look like the same thing in terms of pass protection, because that's something that he didn't struggle with at the guard spot. Not like this. Like I said, it's not a good option. It is, to me, the better option. If you sit there and say, all right, that's what we're going to do. We're going to run out Kenyon Green. To me, I don't think that is a better, gives you a better chance to win than if you say, we'll swing Titus. And I know Titus doesn't want to do it, and I understand why Titus doesn't want
to
do
it. Well, if it doesn't happen, I think that's the only reason it doesn't happen at this point.
They've at least had to discuss it, right?
Well, unless they gave him their word when they extended him and last time he had to play guard and the conversation was had and it's like, hey, no more. I'm done being the good soldier. I'm done doing what's best for the team. I'm a tackle. I want to play tackle. Unless there was a promise made then, you know, I would think that this is something that they will do. Not that they've considered, but something they will do.
And Clint, you know, they have got to stop. He's got to stop taking these hits.
CJ?
Yeah.
Oh,
He's got and this is the game and the place, the team in which knocked him out for two games last week, Quinnen Williams to be specific, when he got hit and had the concussion. They have got to find a way to limit these hits on him, and it was clear he struggled like hell, and it was clear. Hell, CBS picked it up. They put in the camera right on his ass. He struggled. He got benched. Patterson played for a series. He goes back in, Clint, and immediately, first and second down, it was clear it was him. Maybe they should have been throwing it the first two downs, but it was clear it was him. Who scored? What'd you say? That one of those was when he carried a defensive lineman all the way around in a trail position.
Well, there was so much space between him and Laremy Tunsil. They were on two different levels, and he chased him all the way around, like around Tunsil to the quarterback, literally. Like chased him. Like I've never seen that in football. he could have just retreated and caught him on the other side of Laremy Tunsil, but he chased him.
Again, I'll say I think Kendrick Green, I think Nick Brocker, if they got them ready this week, those would be better options. But if you're going to run Kenyon out there, to me, as bad as Titus has been at guard, at least his ceiling is shut down Chris Jones out of the stat sheet. We've seen him have the ability.
TJ Watt, too.
To do that. And I mean, it's you run Kenyon Green out there, you're putting yourself at risk. You're crossing your fingers. Mm-hmm. You're crossing your fingers, and you hope he gets it. That's a scary, scary proposition. All right, coming up, a little bit more here on the Diggs situation as he is out for the season. And we'll hear from you coming up on the other side as well. And T-Mill's best bets, as he'll let you know what he did last night and a lot of NBA and the World Series. Could be the final baseball game of the year. A lot of bets out there. We'll get to Tyler's best ones coming up next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, the big news of the day, as I'm sure you will continue even when we get done here, as Texans All Access follows us, and then Area 45 live at 8 p.m., and they'll go until midnight. Sean Bajani and Patrick Creighton, also Chris Santiago, they will have it. I'm sure they will continue the top story. Stephon Diggs being out for the season with a torn ACL. And I do. I wonder from the people we've discussed it, do you feel like the Texans have enough? Do you feel like the Texans have enough with what they have out there, based on what you've seen with Tank, with Nico when he gets healthy, with John Mechie, with Xavier Hutchinson, with Robert Woods, do you feel like they have enough? I can't wait to hear what Larry and Stafford has to say on a day like this. Where you at, man? It's been a while. You've had some time to think it through. You think the Texans are good? You think they need to make a move?
So, you know, I've always thought and I've always said that your ass is scary, man. And you know they got enough over there, man. Them boys been over there in camp all summer long. Mechie and Hutch been making plays. They just need opportunities. This opens up the opportunity for Tank to get back in the mix. and then we're going to get Nico back. Sure, if you want to add a piece, you could probably do it, but Robert Woods can play that role that Diggs was playing, man, because I saw a couple times that he made some blocks in the game the other day that was big-time blocks, and he returned kicks. So they got enough. But so as long as number 7 is pulling the trigger and number 28 is back there toting that thing, I don't give a damn who they line up against. They going to be able to go out there and play against anybody. But here's another thing. You know, Clint, they always say a broke clock can be right twice a day. Show ass might just be on to something by moving Titus ass back to guard and going and let Fisher go out there and play, because then you can put Stover or Quintero or whatever the hell his name is out there to give him some help out there on the edge to be able to handle Hassan Reddick or whatever. But look, this is just some of the things you got to go through. It's unfortunate we lost Diggs, but you have to go through these kind of things to get your ass to New Orleans. And I think that the Texans got more than enough. As long as my number 7 is back there, man, I don't give a damn who they line up against.
Larry,
and I'll holler.
No, don't holler. Stay your ass right there.
Yeah, what you want, show?
It's Ron. Larry, this is a real low point for you right here, dog. Hey, man, you led this off with John Metchie and Xavier Hutchinson. You just said New Orleans, which I believe you're meaning Super Bowl. And you rolled off all them guys. And you feel like you honestly sit here and feel like, damn, man, John Metchie, man, they made some plays. What did you say? Robert Woods made some blocks? Is that what you said? Come on, man.
That's exactly what
Come
I said.
Come on, man. You ain't a little bit like, hey, man, we need to bolster this. We need to do, like, we can't go from Stephon Diggs until Robert Woods, who can make some blocks in your terms.
No.
Like, it's what you said. I know you don't trust no John Metchie. I know you don't trust no damn Xavier Hutchinson. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You can't. Why?
Because I got a quarterback that can make them boys perform. Let me ask you something.
How come he ain't made John Metchie do nothing since?
Who are the Kansas City Chiefs wide receivers?
Who cares? They've won 13 in a row, and they're back-to-back champions, and they have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Stop it. Who cares? Who's their tight end? They got a dude you like.
As long as that trigger man is who we know him to be, we going to be just fine. So, and number 28 already showed you what kind of offense we're going to run. Your ass going to have to line up and play some real grown man-ass football. I'm not worried about nothing going into this Jets game. All I need to make sure is my quarterback don't bounce off that old raggedy-ass turf up there and get his ass back to H-Town so that we can continue this role that we on. So quit being so damn scary, man, and I'll holler.
That's a man that you can hear it. There's
the dismount of just getting back to Houston safe. He don't bounce his head off that raggedy ass turf.
How much yak have you been drinking, Larry? You do not believe that. You can't trust. There is no, Larry, I respect you too much to believe that you trust John Metchie.
Hold
there
on,
there is
though.
No way. There's no way. Kate, you can't come out the gates about, hey, Stephon Diggs replacing Robert Woods with these blocks. Come on, man. Like, look here, man. He threw for 86 yards against the Packers with Diggs. come on, man. You can't be just this confident. I mean, my man came through like, hey, no worries. Okay. All right. I don't think they have enough. And I don't think Larry does either. I don't think they have enough. I think they need to add some more firepower to this team. We'll see if they do. And to me, at the very least, Clint, they got a lot of dudes that have injury histories that you can could see potentially, because they're damn sure, Clint, an injury away from any of them. Having some issues. Because John Metchie's going to have to play right now. And if he gets hurt, and I'm talking the lowest on the whole thing. If he gets hurt, they're just at numbers at this point right now.
Yeah, look, this game is going to be tough. I mean, you want to talk about this game? This is a game of opportunity, because the record for the Jets is bad. There's obviously some internal dysfunction that that Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers can't clean up, and Aaron has added fuel to the fire. So there's clearly this is not a great football team, but they are very, very dangerous on the defensive side of the football. They can be a problem, and I don't know. I would like to think that Tank Dell can go in there and do some things and create some separation and create some explosive plays, some big plays. But this year, in seven games he's played in, we've seen two. So, look, this is a game of opportunity for, I think, number one, Tank Dell and Dalton Schultz to actually contribute and produce in a big way as number one targets, if you will. It's definitely an opportunity for John Metchie and Xavier Hutchinson to prove that they can get on an NFL football field and consistently make plays. No disrespect, Hutch. I know you've been there. You've made some plays, Metchie. I'm sorry you got caught in the Metchie fire here. But yeah, it's an opportunity. This is a game of opportunity. Now, when Nico gets back, I ain't worried about nothing. But this game against the Jets, yeah, there's a little bit of concern there, no doubt.
Text line coming through. Larry is right. As long as CJ is slinging the ball, a great quarterback can make a mediocre wide receiver be great. Aaron Rodgers, who's only been to one Super Bowl in Green Bay, made every wide receiver look like an all-pro. No, he didn't. He was good. No, he didn't. And not every one of those receivers looked like an all-pro.
It's that simple.
Also, from the text line, I love Larry's optimism. And his love for the Texans, the Ravens / Chiefs are getting better, and you aren't on their level yet, Gus and Katie. And to add to that, as of right now, because of your injuries, you're getting worse.
Yeah.
And Nico, there's a pressure. One, the other, make sure Nico is, I think, 100% right when he comes back, and he has got to stop, or he has got to stay healthy. He has got, I mean, Larry, you heard talking about this. We got people texting in, hey, Ron, you think Cade Stover's due for a breakout game?
I'd like to see it. I'd love to see it, actually.
I ain't crazy, man. Come on. You can't lead off with, you got to lead off with Tank Dell. Boy, that's where you got to lead. You got to lead off, you can't lead off with John Mitch. You just can't. All right, as we said, Area 45 coming up after Texans All Access. A little talk with the GOAT. Andre Johnson will be there, as well as Gary Kubiak. So you can listen to that coming up after we get done. Area 45, 8 to 12. Sean Bajani and Patrick Creighton. Let's hear it. T-Mill's best bets. You got a lot of options tonight. You did pretty good. You broke 500.
Not quite where we want to be. Not quite the strong start we had last week.
I thought Russ was going to squirt through there for a second. And then he started running sideways for some reason.
That's a funny-ass word,
and that's squirt. That's why, to me, on these bets, you can't take account these quarterback kneel downs, because he lost multiple yards also. With the quarterback kneel downs,
Had a bad beat with that Pickens receptions because he got stuck on four for a long time.
Yeah, I can't believe that one didn't hit.
Yeah, that hook on the 4.5 got me.
Oh, I thought he was good for just two like hitches and two just screens. All right, what you got tonight?
So after going 3 for 6, 50% last night, got some work to do tonight. And I'm going all NBA. I got 6 NBA bets for you. I'll list them off quickly. Have those pens and pencils ready as always. Pelicans, -1.5 tonight. The basketball team up Highway 45, the Mavs, I got them +5 tonight. I have the Nuggets -4.5. And then I got 3 player props for you. I got Doncic with the Mavs over 7.5 rebounds. I got Cam Thomas under 26.5 points. I hit on one of his props recently. And then I got De'Aaron Fox under 5.5 assists.
See, listen, I'm going to tell you, this is why these are the moments right now why I don't bet. Is because the confidence, I love the Pelicans pick. The confidence that I have in that. Is why I wouldn't want to play, because they'll just come out and play spirited. The Warriors, the Warriors are without Steph. in this game, and without their leading scorer, Andrew Wiggins. They're both out of this game. And to me, Steph is the only comfortable player they have that I know what I'm going to get night in and night out. They don't have another one. And the next closest was Wiggins, and he's out. And they're playing the Pelicans, who've been playing decently. At 1.5, I'd be all over that. By the way, I like the Nuggets one. I don't know what the hell's wrong with them to start the season.
Right.
Russell Westbrook almost got into a fight last night and drug that. That feels like it's a part of it. I don't know what is happening to them, but they are starting off slow. It feels like watching them. It looks like a one championship and out.
Well, I'd like to get 100 on that Pelicans minus 1.5.
I feel so good about that, man.
I will check and see if I have room.
That's the one.
I really don't know, and I already signed out, but as soon as we sign off, I'll check and I'll let you know. I'm being serious. It might be fine.
I know you're dead serious.
Might not be.
I know you're dead serious. Yeah, the Nuggets, they need to get it together. I don't know what is going on.
Stop being a Nugget.
Yeah, I'm telling you. All right. Again, coming up, Texans All Access, Andre Johnson, Gary Kubiak, Area 45 follows them. Clint, great job today. Tyler, great job. Shout out to D'Amico and CJ kind of being on the show through cuts today. We appreciate them as well, and we appreciate you. I am Ron Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. Seemed impossible to fail. Let's go to our girl, Tony. It's been a while, Tony. Good to hear from you.
This is the question that I have. How in this day and time, in modern medicine, a torn ACL has you out for the season? Remember, JJ came back with the pack. I'm just not understanding. In modern medicine, please, doctors, please call in and please tell me why that you have to be out for a season.
I appreciate that, Tony. Tony trying to speed up these knees.
If you figure that one out, let us know, man. We'll all never work again.
I will say that I had to get my gallbladder removed a couple of weeks ago. They said that the new surgery they do takes the recovery time two weeks off. Don't think they found that for ACL.
Fellas, good to be here.